help for journalists in interviewing progressive candidates for office. The mainstream press just loves to ask conservative candidates questions on the hot-button issue of abortion. Since the creative juices of progressive journalists seem to dry up when it comes to digging into the minds of progressive candidates to unearth their deep thoughts shaped by atrophied consciences, subjectivism, relativism, and self-indulgence, I'm here to help. Here are some questions to ask candidates who bask in the glory of their self-designated position on the right side of history. 1. Do you believe the product of conception between two humans is a unique new human life? 2. Do you believe fully developed humans have an intrinsic right to have less developed humans intentionally exterminated? 3. Does the presence of physical anomalies or disease in humans grant other humans the right to have them intentionally exterminated? 4. Do you believe humans have an intrinsic right to have other humans intentionally exterminated based on these humans' capacity for independent living? 5. If humans have an intrinsic right to have other humans killed based on their developmental state, health, and capacity for independent living, why not extend that right for a period postnatally? In other words, why should exit from the birth canal justify a prohibition of killing a physically afflicted human who is incapable of independent living? 6. Do humans have an intrinsic right to have other humans killed whose continued existence causes suffering? 7. If the reproductive rights of one human come into direct conflict with the right of another human simply to exist, which right, reproductive rights or the right to existence, is a right of a higher moral order? 8. If human life is so devoid of personhood as to be undeserving of any constitutional protection, why should abortion be rare, as many progressives claim it should be? 9. What is personhood, and how is it determined? And 10. If no one knows when life begins, or when incipient human life becomes a person deserving of protection from being intentionally killed by other humans, wouldn't it be wiser, more compassionate, and inclusive to err on the side of caution and assume that a human in the womb is a person deserving of protection? Here's one last suggestion, this time for conservative candidates. Next time a journalist asks questions on abortion, hand her these 10 questions and tell her you'll be glad to answer her questions as soon as your opponent has been asked and answered a few of these.